95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's Monday. Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, great. Phenomenal. Definitely paying for it right now. Just a little bit.
Every Monday, you're a disaster.
I am, man. But every Friday, I'm a happy boy.
That is correct. Sure. Yes. That's how it works.
Yeah, payoff.
Coming up on today's show, things you shouldn't sell at a garage sale, including a live grenade.
Why? Wait.
A tribute to Florida on the show.
Nice.
There's a female preacher who's also a pole dancing instructor.
I will go to that church.
Same. But Bigfoot exists, so how about that?
No, that's a fact.
And for our 1 second of nonstop rock?
Yes.
$2,500.
Yeah, this is the 30th clip we've played, and turns out it seems like it's a kind of hard one.
Yep.
So that's a good one.
That's coming up between now and 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, sir.
Are you a yard sale guy?
Used to love going to them. Same. I haven't done it in years.
Used
to
it a long time.
Yeah.
But it's probably been 15 years since I went, because mostly it's just other people's junk.
Right, and I have enough junk as it is. Agreed. I don't need more. So what kind of signs did you look for? The really crappy, poorly written ones or ones? Yeah.
I would go to any for a while.
Whatever, yeah.
But then you get, it's so depressing because you're expecting some great stuff and you come across like some old pants.
Yeah.
One sock.
Not been washed in a while, it didn't seem.
A hand grenade found at a yard sale in South Jersey over the weekend. Prompted authorities to evacuate an area surrounding the homes.
Now, if we were finding hand grenades, I'd still be out there every weekend.
How bizarre is that?
And actually, it was still working. It was still good to go.
There was a report of a hand grenade located at a yard sale. The responding officers looked at it and figured out, is it still viable? Is it still workable?
Pull that pin.
And the answer is yes. It was unexploded and it was still.
What are they doing?
100%.
Oh, yeah. We got this old grenade. I was tossing around with my kid the other day. And damn, dude.
Listen, I'll give you 50 cents for it. 25. That's my final offer. So the officers responded. They shut down the area. They got everybody out of the houses.
Did they blow it up right there on the street?
They did not, but the bomb squad unit removed the grenade safely.
Right. Like, I mean, the dude clearly walked out, threw it on the card table, put a dollar sign next to
it.
And then they come up creeping up on it like, oh, man. I mean, that's the wise thing to do.
Right. They're the right ones.
Yeah, of course.
Dumb guys, but the one putting it out there on the just toss so it up there. Don't worry about it.
I've had this thing for years. It ain't never blown up yet. I'm still living.
The weirdest thing that I ever saw at a garage sale was a set of dentures.
Oh.
Like the old-timey fake teeth.
Sure. Things. They're not going to fit anyone else's mouth.
No, that's why I wondered, like,
what for?
Well, who do you think's going to buy this?
Well, I guess I could see putting it on
my mouth next to yours.
I could see maybe putting it on a bar, though. You know, like, I got a bunch of stupid crap on our bar.
Have a bunch of stupid crap, but you don't have dentures. That's gross.
Yeah, it's really gross.
That's like somebody's... Ugh.
Yeah, yeah. They chewed up flesh with that.
So, what?
They chewed up flesh with
no dentures and no grenades.
No grenades.
I never ran into the message.
Grenade. Yeah. No.
At a garage sale. Let's try to keep it at crap.
That doesn't explode.
Sell what you're supposed to sell.
It hasn't been in your mouth.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Cheap Trick, Light Up the Fire from their new In Another World album. They just released like last week or so. Already the number one rock album.
Excellent.
Kicking some serious ass. Well done,
Cheap
Trick.
That's a great
song. Very, very cool. Very happy to see that for them.
Are you happy to see Reese's Hip Dot makeup?
You know,
Reese's.
Peanut butter cups.
Yes.
You were saying.
Yes.
That's horrifying. What? You put it on your face?
Yeah, of course. It's Reese's tinted lip balm.
Well, that's not too bad. I'm okay with that.
Reese's milk chocolate cup eyeshadow.
That's a little weird.
And Reese's white chocolate cup eyeshadow.
I've had friends, having gone to Rocky Horror and that sort of thing quite often back in the day, who like to lick people's faces.
I was wondering that, because that seems nasty.
Right. It is, but it's fun.
And yet.
And I guess this is going to heartily encourage that activity, I should think. It certainly would improve the, it'd be better than the usual makeup taste.
I would think so. What does the usual makeup taste like?
Kind of bitter and strong and nasty and horrible and makes you want to choke.
You've licked a lot of faces, have you?
I would think. I would expect. That would be my thought.
It's a bizarre move for them, don't you think?
Yes, very well. As far as, like, it is 2021, so.
Yeah, but
Don't just
Reese's eyeshadow?
Put it inside your body now. Put it on your body.
Super weird.
What about any other things there?
Colgate beef lasagna.
What did you just say to me?
Colgate
beef lasagna.
Beef lasagna.
Oh,
was
so
was a product that failed.
I would think. So that was your toothpaste flavor, beef lasagna?
No, it was Colgate.
Right.
And it actually shows beef lasagna.
I don't know what that means. I mean,
I'm not positive either, although I do know that it was showcased in the Museum of Failure, which
we're in there.
I need to go there.
Yeah, yeah.
For
you'll
sure.
Find our little display. So wait, but Colgate
is toothpaste
generally. Yeah. So I'm guessing it's beef lasagna flavored toothpaste. That's disgusting.
It really doesn't say, but on the cover of the box, it shows actual lasagna.
Yeah, baked lasagna.
So what are the chances that it can't be toothpaste?
So they're selling beef lasagna themselves. They were.
It's in the Museum of Failure
for a reason. Right. Well, maybe it was like something you'd eat that beef lasagna, then you wouldn't actually have to brush your teeth because maybe it did something.
See, I think you're giving them too much credit.
You're right.
You're
correct. You're right.
There was Lifesavers soda. That was a thing.
Oh, I remember that, actually. I thought that was kind of a good idea. That would mix great with vodka.
How about Frito-Lay lemonade?
No.
That's what I think.
Yeah, that's grotesque.
That sounds like a terrible product.
This sounds like Taste Test Tuesday stuff. If we can get our hands on any of this.
Let's get the Colgate beef lasagna.
Yeah.
From the Museum of Failure. I'm in. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi there.
Hi. Hey, I know you're right in the middle of the show, so I'll make it quick.
Okay.
But hey, I won last Tuesday, and I haven't heard from anybody. So I was
yes!
Like,
that's how we do it.
We're sitting on your cash, man.
That's how we do it. We haven't sent out a penny.
Nope. We reinvested all of it into our wallets.
When it gets to 100,000 interest, and you'll cash out.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll get your money in nickels.
Yeah, no, Tom, we'll look into that for you. Wink, wink. Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah.
Get right on that.
Yeah.
Hey, but I'll play for the $3,500, though.
It's $2,500, first of all.
Yeah.
We should do that now.
I suppose we should.
$2,500.
And you identify this song, who it is, and what the name of it is. You'd be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. $2,500, man.
Not bad.
That we will never send to you.
Correct.
All right, here you go.
You won't get it. I talked right over.
You
my bad.
Did.
That's my bad.
Let's try it again then, as a direct result. Okay, what
there
is that?
Go.
You think you know? 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,500, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, it's Karen.
Sharon, you're caller 13.
Karen.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call you Sharon. My bad.
Okay.
We want to share some cash with you, Karen, if we may. Do you know? Think you know what the song is? Don't say yet.
I think I do.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
All right. For $2,500, tell us who this is and what the song is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here you go. What is that?
Led Zeppelin, Jarmaker.
That is incorrect.
Incorrect.
Oh.
So sorry.
Damn.
She booed us.
Yeah. Hey, wait, let's all boo us.
Boo! We're not sending the money out anyway, so don't worry about it.
It doesn't matter. All right, well, thanks for playing, and it's $3,000 now.
Next hour between 4 and 5. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for a tribute to Florida.
All rise.
People there seem to be crazier than most places, and I don't know why.
I'm guessing the heat being south so far. I don't know.
But it's so overwhelming.
Yeah.
Compared to every other state.
Yeah, like you go across, you go west to Mexico, there's not lunacy there. Like, you know.
Really, it's all in Florida.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
There's a Florida woman that says she spotted a baby dinosaur running through her yard in Palm Coast.
Well, that's probably true.
Is there a raptor on the loose in Palm Coast?
Sure.
The headline reads?
Question mark.
Our homeowner is questioning whether the prehistoric creatures are back after seeing a dinosaur-like animal running across her yard.
Well, maybe they just spontaneously popped back into existence.
She said any animal we could come up with would be walking at 3:40 in the morning would not be walking like that. That's her logic. By the way, I watched the video. It's about 4 seconds long.
It's
just clearly a cat.
Right.
Or... You know,
or like a bad foot. Ouch, ouch,
yes.
Ouch.
It's absurd.
Right.
That she's saying that it's a dinosaur.
Right.
someone said, that's a dog wearing a harness dragging a leash. You can see all four legs in the harness and the leash dragging behind it.
It's a dinosaur.
Oh, maybe it's one of ours that it was done. It went to Florida to retire, like the ones that was given away.
One of ours?
Money. Yeah, you know, here at KLOS.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Sahara Tops or one
gotcha.
Of those. Yeah, maybe.
So maybe it's running across the backyard of this woman in Florida?
Most likely, actually. That is most likely. Yes, that's the case.
And then we also have my friend Paul on Twitter sends me stories about Florida all the time. And he sent me this one. It's a little bit more of a serious one. South Florida nurse arrested.
Uh-oh.
Accused of threatening to kill the vice president, Kamala Harris.
Oh, jeez. She's been dipping into the painkillers, I guess, a little too much.
I don't know exactly, but it is a little scary that she was a nurse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Played the audio, the news audio.
Federal investigators painting a dark and sinister picture of a woman they say made threats to kill Vice President Kamala Harris. Good evening, I'm Juwan Strader. That woman, a local nurse, and officials say she made several alarming videos. NBC6 reporter Kim Nguyen spoke to that woman's mother. She joins us live from Miami with more. Kim.
That's right, and tonight that nurse is in jail, charged with making threats to kill the vice president.
Here's the thing about that. Mm-hmm. You can't.
What? Make threats?
Make threats to kill the president or the vice president?
No.
You just can't do that.
No.
And everyone knows that.
Yes. I mean, especially if you've gone through nursing school and you're pretty well educated as a result, you know that there's some...
It seems like...
There are some lines you just don't cross over!
I heard a liar say that one time. And this is what... Go ahead.
Okay. Oops, now I'm going to record.
Son of a bitch. Sluggo's ruining
it. When we spoke with her mother, she describes her daughter as depressed and hopes that the charges will be dropped.
Oh, her daughter is Vivian Petite Phelps, a nurse at Jackson Memorial Hospital.
Well, there's your problem. Petite is her middle name. That's what
you
did
think
it.
That's the problem?
I think that's what did it.
Okay.
Phelps has been charged with threatening to kill Vice President Kamala Harris. According to the criminal complaint, Phelps sent 5 videos to her husband in prison back in February.
Okay.
So she sends 5 videos to her husband in prison.
Who's in prison?
And in prison, they go through all correspondence.
Oh, of course. Yes.
And it's made perfectly clear.
Right. Yes.
So this is the evidence that they have are the 5 videos that she videotaped herself.
Saying, I'm going to off.
Yes.
Kamala.
And talking about how much she hates the president and vice president.
Right.
And she sends the videos to
the authorities.
Where the authorities have to go through it.
Where the people who can really do something to shut it down are going to see
That's
it for sure.
That's an odd choice.
Yeah. Well,
maybe a bad choice, some would say. The Secret Service is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, considering like how many racists there are.
Yeah.
When Obama was president, nothing happened.
No.
Donald Trump was president.
Yeah, they kept it all chill.
Nothing happened.
Yeah,
I mean, they're amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you want to be
making
those
with
threats.
That. No.
And if you do, don't send them to the authorities.
Right.
That's our advice to you.
Yeah, I'm also wondering what kind of nurse was she? Maybe she was a teenage enema nurse. I don't know if maybe, she hated her job.
It would have been a lot better.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe not. No. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have our 1 second of nonstop rock this hour.
I can't believe it's $3,000.
$3,000.
Damn.
You know, Newsweek, they have a column that says My Story or something like that, where somebody from a different walk of life tells their story of what they've done.
Okay.
And this one is a woman who says, I'm a pastor who runs a pole dancing school.
What's the name of our church?
I was ordained.
Let's go with that first.
Well, she changed churches quite often, as you might expect. I was ordained in 2004, and I served as a pastor in a church within that denomination for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Then we had a family crisis led to my husband and me moving from Wisconsin to Colorado, where our children lived, our adult children. She says, I was then in between churches, and in an interesting risk-taking place in my life, I wanted to try something outside the box. And maybe because it was considered risque and unexpected, pole dancing appealed to me.
Okay. I don't know what to say to that. I really don't.
Agreed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was 49 when I took my first pole dancing class in 2000.
Well, good for her. That's daring.
Hold. I was very timid and intimidating. Some of my fellow students were 21, and I certainly didn't do as well as they. And in fact, I was worst in class.
Why am I not shocked? Is there a picture? I'd like to see a photo of her.
There's a picture of her hanging onto the pole with her legs.
Like for dear life.
Yes, but I can't show it to you right this time. I'll show it to you, yeah.
Can't get up.
She got a high from pole dancing. She said it was that feeling that kept me going. After my first 8 sessions, everyone else in the class passed on to the next level except for me. She's the only one who failed pole dancing.
I failed pole dancing.
The teachers took me aside and told me they thought I should repeat level 1. They felt so bad I had flunked. I then signed up for some private lessons so I could catch up and installed a pole in my home.
Her adult kids must have loved that.
This is a crazy story.
So, Mom, the preaching thing's kind of off, isn't
it? So, you're not a preacher anymore?
Is there any chance you could not pole dance while we're trying to have dinner, Mom? We're wondering.
About 2 years after I started pole dancing, my husband and I had moved into a new house and installed a pole, and I started teaching my adult daughters who loved it.
Wow, this story's getting weirder and weirder.
Weirder and weirder.
Yes. So much for the kids being upset at her pole dancing during dinner.
Soon after, I realized that I needed more than one pole for teaching.
Of course.
And I eventually stumbled across a location that was big enough for 5 poles. I opened a business called Pole Revolution in 2011, and it really took off.
Wow. Wait, but she failed, and now she's teaching pole dancing.
Yes.
Isn't that the way it often works?
Well, maybe, yes.
You know, where she would find a place to dance had she actually passed the class might have been a hard thing for her to do.
Yes, agreed.
So having failed that and having failed to get hired, of course she begins teaching how to do it.
At that point, I wasn't pastoring.
Yeah, I guess not. Oh, wait. Okay. At that point.
Right.
Uh-oh.
And when I interviewed for a pastor position in the Church of Colorado, I didn't think that I told them right away that I pole danced. I was quite secretive because I had a hunch.
That's a good hunch.
I had a hunch that they might not approve.
That is a clever hunch.
Even though pole dancing is now officially a sport and is under review to be included in the Olympics, which it is.
Well, that's right. I had heard that. I thought it was a joke, but it's true. Well, that's kind of cool. I might actually watch
She's
the Olympics
be
for
in the
a
Olympics,
change. Neither are any of her students. What about any of her parents? Are they going to be there?
So she said, I had magnets on the side of my car from the pole dancing studio. And when I got in the position at that church, I was always careful to take them off before I pulled into the little town where the church was located.
It's very, very not right somehow.
Right.
Secretive.
You would think that
preacher.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
One day I forgot. Someone came into the office at the church and said, hey, maybe I should take the magnets off my car because they didn't want to see what their pastor did.
I don't want to see what their pastor did.
They immediately associated my pole dancing with exotic dancing. Imagine.
The nerve.
All right, here's my take on this.
Yes.
A woman could absolutely be doing this for the right reasons, just to be in shape and to enjoy yourself.
Sure, 100%.
I don't think there are any men that can look at it that way. I don't think.
You mean when the dancer? Well, it depends on who the dancer is, I suppose.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Sure. So technically possible.
It is possible, I guess.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, so at the Olympics, do you think it's going to be, wow, look at that?
It'll be very gymnastic-y.
I think depends on how much booze you have in you, too, as to how exciting
not
it is.
Not really.
No?
So then she had to leave that church because they weren't down with the pole dancing.
I think that's kind of fair.
Then she went to another church, and she told them about it up front.
Yo, check it out.
I'm a pole dancer as well.
I'm ready to preach.
I was accepted in the position, but many of the people who voted against me weren't okay with my pole dancing.
Well, they should mind their own business.
They tended to be the loudest voices. What a surprise. I was at the second church for almost 2 years, and I was questioning, perhaps, because of the friction, whether I should really be in the ministry or not.
Well, now you start to raise some interesting points, because who cares? I mean, really, if that's what you want to do,
be a pole dancer.
Then be a pole dancer.
It does seem like she's trying to hold on to two professions that are at odds with each other. At least that's what it looks like.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now that is an astute observation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I do. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And of course, you know, still at this point, there's no way of knowing what the first things we're going to do when everything opens back up will be. But I got to say, I would be mighty happy if the first concert I went to was a Dirty Honey show. Those guys right there, California Dreamin'. I would love to see them on a small stage playing live.
Honestly, I would see bands that I don't like right now.
I just want something that I know is going to kick ass.
Yeah, I mean,
and
those
guys
best.
Would be amazing.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather,
no, I hear you. Yeah,
rather
exactly.
go see someone good. But
right.
But
you're
this point,
willing to do Barry Manilow if need be.
No. Mm-hmm. A new study finds things some considered mundane before the pandemic are now becoming the highlights of our weeks.
It makes you appreciate the crap of life.
It really does. A new survey of 2,005 Americans discovered nearly a third, 32%, say the simple chore of doing laundry has become the highlight of their week.
Ooh, that's rough. Wow.
I mean, I don't...
You don't ever think washing out your delicate under things is ever going to be the highlight.
No.
What about when you're really old? That could
no.
be. Yeah, I don't either.
Isn't it
so.
Something that you always have to do because you have to?
I hate it.
Right.
And I do not ask my wife to do that because it's so gross.
You shouldn't.
No, my nasty socks, I'll do them, dear. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
and
I'll get
I hate
to
it.
Them. I'll get to them in a couple months.
Yeah, exactly.
So they say that doing the laundry is the highlight of their week.
Wow. What other things are now kind of exciting? Because nobody's doing anything.
Grocery shopping.
Oh, wow. Because you get out of the house that way.
Yeah, I guess it's just getting out of the house and maybe seeing other people.
Yeah, I guess.
That's not for you.
No.
But I mean, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
That
no,
are,
sure.
That's they need to be in contact with other people.
There are those of us, and we are few and far between that haven't really adapted much of our life. I mean, it's weird because I would be happy to be home all the time.
Right.
But this whole time, I've still been coming into work.
You win.
Yeah,
in
but
the
I,
pandemic world,
yes,
you win.
Yeah, because at least I had no traffic for a while, and that was great. But I still had to come into work, but I would have been happy to work from home. I'm weird that way.
Adventure bar is so low, grocery shopping and getting gas.
Oh, come.
Our weekly highlights.
Man.
35% admit filling up their gas tank now gives them a thrill like never before.
Like when you were 12 and you were allowed to fill the tank for the first time.
Dad, can I do the? Can I put the gas in?
That makes no sense to me.
Can I please do that?
It was exciting then.
Yeah.
Now it is again because you don't
you
do anything.
Because of the pandemic, that's
I guess
a big thing.
That's sad. That is sad.
59% say they've been bitten by the travel bug and want to travel a lot, but they want to do it safely. They're not sure it's time yet, but when they do, they can't wait to get out.
I'm
in that group.
Yeah. I really think we should just set our focus on 2022. I mean, it's still a ways off, but everything will be cleared up by
that's
then.
So long.
Think. It is.
That's so far from
it
right
is
now.
A long time. So what is your list of places you want to go to? Besides Vegas. Clearly we're going to Vegas.
Yeah. May have to happen this year for sure.
Yeah, I believe
for
so.
Sure.
Me too. Yes.
And then vacations next year maybe.
Like where in particular? Anything you want to go?
Spain.
Yeah.
I love.
Yeah.
Paid for a trip to go there.
Right.
Was unable to use it, so I have the credit.
Right. For Barcelona?
So, yes.
Right. So,
I'm just
kind of
like, hey,
I have this trip to Barcelona.
How are things going over there? So far, not so good. We should give away some money next.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. It's a lot of cash, too, right now, right?
$3,000.
Hell yeah. It's a tough little clip, but if you can nail it down, you got yourself $3,000 and just a few on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Now making ridiculous noises for no apparent reason.
How long is that going to...
A couple years. It just keeps
Why do we
going?
Have a timer if it says
I'm not sure. It just likes to lie to us.
If it's at zeros like 40 seconds ago, why do we have a timer?
It's just to mess with your head.
All right, listen, we have $3,000 for Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. We play you a little clip. You be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You identify the song and the artist, and you will win $3,000.
Damn. And here is said little clip. What is that? If you think you know, call now.
Good luck. It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $3,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, it's Trisha.
Trisha, you're caller 13.
Oh, wow, okay, great.
Nicely done. You're halfway there.
Okay.
We're going to play the clip again. Do you think you know what it is already?
I think I do.
You think you do?
I do.
All right.
Oh, fingers crossed for you. Here you go. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you got $3,000.
Okay.
All right, here you go. What do you think that was?
All My Love, Led Zeppelin?
That is incorrect.
I'm sorry, Trisha.
Dang it.
Hey, language. Okay. Oh,
language
my gosh. Trisha.
Mother
Dang it.
All right, so $3,500 between now and 6 o'clock. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Bigfoot, yay or nay?
You know, Bigfoot was one of the last ridiculous kind of things I hung on to as a kid. In my 20s, I still sort of thought, you know, there's a lot of land out there, and a lot of people think they...
Right.
No, I don't believe anymore.
Really?
I gave up. Yeah, because I
just
would think...
Just like Santa?
They would...
Your childhood?
Don't you dare touch Santa!
Your childhood was ruined.
Yeah. I just... They would have found a carcass by now. There would have been a dead one. Someone would have come across
one. You don't
know,
man. Hulu has a new true crime documentary called Sasquatch.
Sasquatch, the film.
And it investigates whether Bigfoot murdered three Northern California cannabis farmers.
Or, more likely, their rival guy.
Which is the other rumor farm that's been there for this long. Hulu's new series Sasquatch covers the type of crime investigating rumors of three cannabis farm workers who were murdered in a gruesome fashion attributed to the legendary monster Sasquatch.
I mean, if you're going to, you know, off your rivals, do it like it's Bigfoot.
Right.
Yeah,
agreed.
Man, go to town.
This is following the gonzo journalist David Hothouse. I'd like to be known as a gonzo something.
What is what?
In my life.
All right. From
gonzo
now on,
journalist.
Gonzo disc jockey Kevin Ryder. Jockey and discs.
His name is David Holthouse, and he's one of these guys that is always places he shouldn't be. So he's like with white nationalists, and he's with all these drug cartels and all these dangerous...
Getting stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he sort of narrates the trailer, which starts with somebody who is... doesn't want the face to be revealed or their voice.
Ooh, those are our favorite.
So they have the voice changer at the very beginning of it.
Someone doesn't have to be out in the woods too long to feel like I might not belong here and something is going to take me out.
Why doesn't he want anyone to know who he is? Because it's so ridiculous.
I don't know. I just love that. I love that voice so much.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I'm just happy that he did
it. I'll say
that
whatever
way.
You want.
I'd love to put that voice changer on.
I've been a journalist for about 25 years, embedding with street gangs, going undercover as a neo-Nazi skinhead. And I'm going to tell you the craziest story I've ever heard. I was working on a cannabis farm up in Northern California. I remember a guy telling me about three bodies torn to pieces. He said a Bigfoot killed those guys. A Bigfoot murdered three guys on a dope farm.
Wait a minute, that's not murder. Bigfoots can't murder.
That's a good point.
It's a creature.
They don't care about our laws.
It's just a creature. It's like a wolf tearing you apart. But anyways, whatever. Okay. That's really cool music.
Ooh, cool music, I agree.
There's always been rumors of legendary violence.
The story of Sasquatch or of man-like monsters has been with us from the very beginning.
There's a belief in supernatural forces that runs deeper up here than most places.
You believe that Sasquatch can teleport?
No.
Yes, you do.
No,
yes,
I do
you
not.
Do. You do.
Do not go there.
No, I don't. Do not go there.
Yeah, that's mixing your weirdness beliefs. Yeah, that's not
so
cool.
So Sasquatch not only exists, but can teleport
through
time?
He has some pretty amazing technology. He's hanging out with aliens.
The Emerald Triangle is famous worldwide for producing cannabis plants.
It's just the best in the world. People came here to get rich quick.
Wait a minute. So where do they say is the best
place? The Emerald Triangle.
Oh, I thought
it's in Northern California. Bermuda's a different thing altogether.
Speaking of 420 tomorrow, I think we need to...
Which just happened. Oh, I see. 420.
Yeah, yeah.
I got
so
you.
I think we got to, you know, I'll bring in some of my favorite strains.
All right.
And we can smoke out in here.
I mean, it won't be interesting to the listeners, but we'll have fun.
Yes. Yeah. Sasquatch will come kill us.
They don't want outsiders up there. The rate of missing persons cases is the highest in the United States by far.
All right. That's semi-interesting if that's
true.
Yeah.
I mean, I would imagine New York.
The guy just
probably
said it. And I saw it on the internet.
And one of the guys had a deep voice, so probably.
Old-time cannabis growers were willing to sit down and talk to me, but there's no way they're ever going to go on camera.
Many people have been killed up there and never found.
I'm venturing into dangerous territory with all these hippies listening to the Grateful Dead, but packing an AR-15.
I don't think I like the way his attitude about that.
I don't think so either.
The hell, man.
I don't think so either.
We probably have more bodies than we could even count. That's pretty bad.
Tell me about the crime that your son witnessed.
I really can't talk about that.
People pass through here.
Yes, you can. You have a voice changer on you.
I really can't talk about that.
Why? They're not showing your face, and they have a voice changer.
Yeah.
You can say anything you want.
Yeah.
I really can't talk about that.
Just see how beautiful it is. They have no idea the shit that goes on in this area.
As scary as some of these stories are, we still want to figure it out.
Right. Okay.
No, it's a scary murder story, but let's just leave it alone. Who cares?
Of course you want to figure it out.
I'm in.
People are afraid of the unknown. The evidence convinces me that Sasquatch is dangerous.
Scared the crap out of me.
He's going to cry.
It sounded like he was sobbing.
Why is he going to cry?
Scared the crap out of me.
I don't know if I believe in Bigfoot, but I sure as hell believe there are monsters among us.
Come on! Come on! Don't give that out. You know what? It might not be Bigfoot. It might just be people.
After all that, yeah, it's probably just some dude.
The rest is just good music.
Oh, that is good music, man. We need to keep this music.
Forever. Right?
Yeah. So they didn't prove anything.
I don't really want to talk about that.
You know, the weird thing about all of these shows, I always think, is like, what is the point of putting one together? Because if, in fact, they found proof,
right,
it will make the news long before your little special hits the air. Your little special
isn't going to be... But if they don't have proof yet, but it exists, maybe your special is going to be quite interesting. I'm saying,
all right.
Just because it exists doesn't mean we have proof of it.
Right. Right. But I mean,
until we get proof of it.
Right. I would love to believe.
I don't want to talk about that.
I can't talk about that.
All right, listen, you believe in one something like this. Sasquatch.
Yeah. Right.
What was the other one you mentioned? The Bermuda Triangle?
Bermuda Triangle, yeah.
There's a lot of weirdness in the Bermuda Triangle.
I mean, UFOs,
Triangle.
We've talked about UFOs? That. I totally believe in that. I absolutely believe in that.
And by UFOs, you mean...
Yeah,
aliens.
Creatures from elsewhere. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, because this is a massive universe. See, that's my. This is a small planet we're on.
Right.
I think we have a pretty good handle on everything that's on this globe. Now.
I don't think we
Maybe
do.
Maybe not. I
son.
Hope not.
But I can't talk about that.
I'm following a gonzo journalist. That's all I know.
You're a gonzo DJ.
All right. So you believe in something that you get made fun of for.
Right. Yes. Good one.
Because
good
I imagine that if you believe in UFOs, people make fun of you.
They do. And it really hurts.
I'm sure it does. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Hey, what's happening, man? I hear you guys believe in UFOs.
Well, I mean, yeah, among other things.
Yeah.
How about you?
I do, absolutely do.
Sucker!
We're ready to believe you.
I really can't talk about that.
Do you get made fun of for that?
No, I do not really get made fun of. Maybe I get looked at funny.
Maybe it's the way you're telling it.
That's possible as well. I remember in school there was an equation. It's called Drake's equation, which talks about that it's impossible we're the only living creatures in the universe.
I have to totally agree. But why did that? How did that work? I mean, how did that particular
equation?
Work? What did it prove out?
I really can't talk about that.
I'm not a scientist, but I did stay at a Motel 6, and I'm going to say
all right, I like it.
It's purely numerical.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. So the odds of there not being other life is ridiculously low.
Yeah, I mean, totally.
Makes sense.
There's no way. All right, thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello.
Hey. This is Darcy. And you know what? I'm totally on board with the alien thing with Sluggo.
Okay. Yes. Have you ever seen one or seen a UFO?
You know what? I have not, but my husband has, and it freaked him out. And every time they talk about it, him and his friend, they start getting all weird.
Yeah.
These lights were, they were totally following them when they were riding their bikes, and they were only like 14. And these freaking lights, just like searchlights out of the sky, and like follow them on their little BMX bikes. He said they flipped out.
Were they anally probed?
I really can't talk about that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, $3,500.
Man.
For our 1 second of nonstop rock in a second. But first, KLOS, hello.
Hi, I heard you guys talk about the alien.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Okay, do it.
I believe in aliens, obviously.
Right.
And my girlfriend, she makes fun of me all the time for believing aliens.
Is that what she's making fun of you for?
Maybe she's an alien.
She could be. I mean, that's not too far out.
Right on. Well, thanks for calling, man.
Yes, thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, if you want to find out about Bigfoot, just talk to any Hightower electrical repairman.
But they've seen him?
As a doctor, I've never had a guy that works on power lines who hasn't seen any of these things.
Really?
What?
The more remote the power lines are, the more often they have these things happen. And I've done a lot of counseling over the years, and it's not a coincidence that every one of my patients that's worked on electrical power lines has accounts of these things.
Maybe they're getting radiated. So, maybe that's doing some radiation damage to
them. It's because it's so remote.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
These power lines are so remote.
Where were you trained, doctor?
I really can't talk about that.
But, I mean, you know, I want to believe. I really want to believe in Sasquatch. I hated letting go of that one in my 20s. I don't believe
Why
it
Why did
now.
You let go of it? It still may exist, man.
I just don't. They would have found a dead one by now.
You don't know that.
Does everybody eat them right away?
Yeah, they just maybe. Get eaten? Maybe they eat their own.
Fingers crossed that they find, man. I'd be a happy boy.
We should give away some money.
Let's give away $3,500.
It is Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. You call us, your caller 13, you tell us what this song title is and artist, and you will win $3,500.
Dang, here you go. Now's the time to tell us what you think that is. You can be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
For $3,500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex?
Yes.
Yes, you're caller 13.
All right. Wow.
Power clap. That was a power clap, yeah. Just hope you don't get power clap, because woo! I'll mess you up.
All right, do you have an idea what the song is already? We are going to play it for you one more time.
Well, last hour, she took my first guess. So I'm going to go with my number two guess.
Oh, all right. Well, we want to hear your number two guess. That's going to be nasty. But here you go. Take a listen and then tell us what it is. Here you go. What do you think that is?
Is it Bye Bye Love by The Cars?
I can totally hear where you got that from, but...
It is not.
I'm sorry. Holy!
I'm down the list. I'm week to number three.
Thank you for calling.
I've never had that before. Never done number three. $4,000 tomorrow.
How about that?
What?
Between 3 and 4 o'clock.
What?
Is the fact that we work here make us not eligible to win a trip to Las Vegas with Heidi and Frank?
It's a reason to quit. This is grounds for quitting.
8 o'clock and 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And yeah, you know,
are we allowed to call?
No. I've even got the Vegas bug more because of this new horror movie that's coming out. Have
yes,
you seen
with
it?
The zombies?
Yes. Takes place in Vegas, and I'm just like, I have to go to Vegas.
It's a bank heist movie.
Yeah. And all of zombies. Vegas is overrun by fast-moving, quick-thinking zombies.
Yes.
So now I really got to go.
Agreed.
And stay at the Sahara. They're giving away yet more trips to 8 and 9 tomorrow morning.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's one of those songs I absolutely always have to just sort of speak out loud whenever it plays, much to the annoyance of my wife, my family, my friends.
Around you.
Yeah. I've got it bad. I've got it bad.
Yeah.
I am hot for teacher.
Yeah, you should stop that.
I should. No such luck, though. I got to get out of here. I got to go home and pet the kitty. What are you up to, man?
I am going to come over and pet your kitty as well.
Oh, nice. Yay. It was on this day in rock in 1965 when the Beatles released their single Ticket to Ride. It was supposed to be in the movie 8 Arms to Hold You, but the film, of course, ended up being named Help. It was on this day in rock in 1969 when a band calling themselves Smile played at the Revolution Club in London. Of course, they later changed their name to Queen. It was on this day in rock in 1980 when REM played their first ever gig at the 1111 Coffee Club in Athens, Georgia for 150 people.